Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Please do be seated. I have read that 74% of those over 17 in the UK, those eligible for a driving licence, have one. That equates to over 34 million people who could be on the roads at any one time. No wonder it gets busy on occasions. Those of you here today that do hold a driving licence or have had one in the past, I imagine you can remember when you got yours, no matter how long ago it was. I know it took me 3 attempts, with several years between the first 2 attempts. I was robbed by very harsh judgment by those test men. No, I really was not ready. But to be honest, the 3rd time I did drive very well in our own family car by then. My husband having given me a lift to the test centre, he parked up in the street for the test centre and he took the 2 children we had at that point off to the park to play. As I say, the test went very well and I was given the go-ahead to take to the roads, a competent and safe driver. What did Toad say in Wind in the Willows? It's the only way to travel, that he loved messing about in cars, and what dust clouds I shall make, what carts I shall fling into the dust, into the ditch. Well, I did not have such gay abandonment as this, and I certainly was brought straight down to earth when my driving instructor had finished speaking to me and had given me the test and given me my test certificate and said, "You can drive away." I mumbled something about having to go off to find my husband and the children in the park first. The reality was somebody had come and slipped into the space in front of us, and there was no way I was going to attempt to get out of that driving space. Of course, I went to find my husband, who very smoothly slipped out of the space, and then we were out onto the open road. I had passed the test, but I had much to learn still. In our gospel reading today, Jesus says in verse 10, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." We have this verse on our West Bucks Benefice baptism service sheet at the front. Jesus saying he has come so we can have life and live it abundantly. Just as with my driving, passing the test is the beginning. Then I'd learnt to drive and to live and to enjoy the benefits of this great mystery. When we get baptised, when we go through the gate into the fold of Jesus, our shepherd, that is the beginning of our abundant life. Of course, when we are baptised as a baby, we do not consciously take this on. But Jesus, God, welcomes us into the family. It is why we often make the public declaration of confirmation when we are older. Going through the gate of baptism is a one-off event in the church, but we can revisit it and review our current situation, how we are with this gate. Maybe we feel we are sitting on the fence now and again in our faith. Maybe not in amongst the flock, so to speak. Maybe just on Sundays when we come to church. I listen most days to UCB radio. It's usually on in the background. And I've mentioned this before, it's a Christian radio station. And one day, listening to it, I heard someone saying, when we become a Christian, it is like we join the family business. Because, you know, we all say that we are brothers and sisters in faith. We are all part of the church here on earth. And learning the family business takes time. I was talking about this to my daughter this morning. She stayed overnight, but had to go off early. And I said that I was going to preach about this morning. And she said, because being a Christian isn't passive. is it? You're not just to receive. And I thought, very good. And she hasn't come along to church for some time. But it resonated with her, thinking of this family business. We can feel sometimes, I know I do when I look around, that not all Christians are experiencing an abundant life. And that can shake us. It shakes me sometimes why this is not happening. But we hear in our reading from Acts today that the early Christians really looked out for each other, distributing and sharing their possessions. They ate and worshipped together. How encouraging to know others are watching out for you. How encouraging to know others wanted to share food, to meet up, to worship together, to break bread, to know that others shared their beliefs, their hopes, and faith. I know I actually learned a lot about driving after I'd passed my test. I know I learned a lot about being a nurse after I passed my exams, and certainly about being a mother after I had had a child. Stepping through the gate and following Jesus is just the start of an abundant life, starting here on earth. Just because we are given the keys to the kingdom, it doesn't mean the journey will be smooth always. We might find ourselves boxed in on occasions. Just because we are given a certificate saying we have passed our exams doesn't mean we are experienced in everything that we are going to face in our career in life. Just because we have become a parent doesn't mean we have learned how to cope without any sleep. Just one example of motherhood I experienced. No, entering the gate is the beginning of the freedom into abundant life that is not restricted by the conventions, the desires of earthly wealth, greed, but entering into an abundant life that sees beyond these things. And what is wonderful, there is no test, there's no exam, no hardship for us to endure. In the season of Easter, we have just heard the accounts of all that Jesus did for us. Jesus did the hard work. It can seem too simple to say yes and follow his voice, to follow that call. As a church family, church community across the benefice and beyond, we meet up, or we can meet up weekly to worship together. We have opportunities to share food and fellowship together. Right after our services often, and on occasions we have meals together. We also have times of study together, offered across the benefice. Our earthly life is offered to us to live abundantly. We have passed through the gate, and the abundant life is on offer to us all. And we are part of that offering. Each one of us, through sharing what we have, not just possessions, but our faith, our hope, our belief in the risen Christ here on earth. Maybe there are questions we can take away with us today from our readings. How do we experience the abundant life that the risen Christ gives to us when we enter the gate and follow him? How can we share that? Why do we not always experience it? Why do I not always feel it myself and see it in others? How can we hear the voice of Jesus and follow him truly? Our collect today that we had, that prayer that I said previously in this service, I always think it sometimes gets lost in the service. But it poses those questions for us, and it guides us in the prayer when it says, and I'll repeat it for us, risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God the Father. And I might add, as we all join in, the family business here on earth. Amen.